If you were listening to the show on Friday morning, this was basically our top news, and it was something we talked about all throughout the show and got live updates from Bradley International Airport, an outage that was impacting Microsoft users. This was specifically a cloud services outage that was linked to Microsoft, but it impacted banks, news broadcasts, and of course, air travel. We had thousands of planes grounded in the overnight hours going into Friday and even Friday morning, and this wasn't even a cyber attack. This was like a software problem is what we found out later on in the morning. But you knew I had to have our cybersecurity expert back on the show with us. Dr. Vahid Behzadun is here. This was kind of wild, Vahid. Talk to us about it.
It is. It is. So almost every aspect of our lives depends on computers. And computers need operating systems to run. And one of the most popular operating systems, as everyone knows, is Windows. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. The issue is not the issue with the airports and everything. It's not due to a fault in the Windows operating system. It's because of an update that was rolled out for a cybersecurity tool, for a cybersecurity software by CrowdStrike on Thursday evening that resulted in a conflict with the Windows operating system. It essentially causes computers to jump into an endless loop of restarting, and it ends up with the blue screen of death. To sum it up, what happens is the users can't log into their computers. They can't use their operating system, and in every sense of the word, the impact is similar to a cyber attack where the attackers deny the availability of the computing services to the intended users.
So it had the same impact as a cyber attack, except nobody's data was breached. Like, that's the good part of the story, is that nobody had their information compromised. However, their lights were compromised and being able to access their computers. And like I said, we actually had two television news stations on Friday morning say they couldn't start their morning shows because of this exact outage.
And it's not limited to news stations, to the media or the airports. Every sector of modern life was impacted. Mm-hmm. Transportation, again, not just airports, rail transportation, health services, banking, everything that relies on enterprise level computing was partly impacted because of this issue. And the problem is, Melissa, solving the issue requires quite a bit of manual work. The IT personnel need to actually go to each device, and there can be thousands of those at an organization, manually restart them in safe mode and apply a fix, a simple fix. But this process takes a very, very long time to be completed for an entire organization with thousands and thousands of devices. That's why there were such huge delays in fixing this problem on Friday.
And what's ironic about it, we have our cybersecurity expert here, Dr. Vahid Behzadun. It was a software update trying to put protections in place against a cyber attack. So we had that big of a global impact because of a software update. I mean, that's a huge concern.
It is, and it's ironic that the software update is for a cybersecurity tool intended to prevent such outages and issues. There are a lot of discussions going on in the technical communities about what might have gone wrong on the side of the developer of that software suite. It's a company called CrowdStrike. It's one of the bigger names in cybersecurity solutions, particularly enterprise level and government level cybersecurity solutions around the world, not just here in the U.S. That's why this was such a global problem. Now, the software suite that was updated and created this mess was an endpoint protection tool called CrowdStrike Falcon sensors, which is a set of tools that help with managing the security of each device within a corporate network or an organizational cyber ecosystem. The bigger problem on the technical side is operating systems such as Windows give too much leeway to cybersecurity tools because they want to enable those tools to be able to detect high-level as well as low-level threats as they're ongoing in the operating system. And this overly trusting attitude of the Windows operating system towards the CrowdStrike tool might have been the root cause of this global failure. If the operating system had fully separated itself or separated its reliability and functionality from this third-party tool, we wouldn't have seen such global adverse effect of a technical error.
I mean, could this have been avoided? I think that's the big question, you know, after all this, is could this have been avoided? Because I think we've seen this happen before, where a software update has literally caused outages where you can't call 911, for example. We have seen this before.
We have, but to my recollection, never at this scale.
Yeah, no, I agree.
At least not in recent years.
Yeah.
And whether or not it could have been prevented, human error can be prevented. But again, it's all in hindsight. What happened should have been prevented. My colleagues in the cybersecurity industry learned very early on that single points of failure are to be avoided as much as possible in the system design and in the operation of cyber systems. Other than that, cybersecurity professionals are generally not of the trusting kind. So trusting a tool to work as it should and the patches to be error-free is something that shouldn't be in the mindset of a cybersecurity professional. But unfortunately, this doesn't seem to have been the case. At least in this particular instance, over-reliance on CrowdStrike and overly trusting the technical abilities and quality assurance processes of CrowdStrike resulted in this global catastrophe.
I question, you know, when you hear about, for example, it was only, what, a week or two ago that AT&T kind of admitted that most of its subscribers had their text messages and their phone calls revealed in a data breach, I should say, back in April. Whether it's a software update or whether it is an actual cyber attack, do you feel like one of the solutions is that I don't want to say eliminate the third party, but it's like these cloud services? Because I want to think AT&T said a similar thing. It wasn't AT&T who made the fatal mistake, it was the third-party cloud services or whatever that we use that actually failed.
The question is not confusing. I think the information that's been disseminated has been a little confusing for everyone. Mm-hmm. From what I understand, the issue is not in cloud services. Microsoft's cloud service, Azure, experienced a little bit of difficulty in the early hours of this problem on Thursday evening. But the issue is generally with the devices, with the operating systems running on devices. And I need to clarify this early on. We are talking about work laptops and computers. The CrowdStrike solution that was affected is generally used by enterprises, organizations, companies, not by personal, by individuals on their personal computer. So this is generally affecting the business computer, not the personal computer. But again, the issue doesn't seem to be with the cloud service. It seems to be with a software that was installed on all of these computers at the airports, at the healthcare providers, at transportation hubs, and so on, at banks and so on. So that's one of the things that makes it so difficult to resolve in time. If it was just a singular entity, if it was just a cloud server or a cloud service that could be fixed with at one go, then the resolution would have been much faster than what actually transpired, where individual computers had to be fixed. To answer your original question, what could be a solution? How can we prevent these from happening? There are already guidelines, there are already protocols for that help with avoiding these circumstances in the IT domain, particularly in cybersecurity. This involves testing updates in an isolated environment before rolling it out to all devices, ensuring that the updates or patches are installed in a rolling manner, so that if a failure is detected,
they can catch it before it impacts every single thing that uses it. So the reason I was asking it that way, Vahid, again, our cybersecurity expert, Dr. Vahid Behzadun, is here. I was thinking about during COVID. Remember when that one of maybe three manufacturers who make baby formula, one of them went down. And so we had this horrible baby formula shortage, and it was chaos and mayhem. You remember when that happened?
I do.
Okay. So one of the things that I learned from like the doctors who I kept talking to and trying to get resources out there, I'll never forget it, was they said, you know, this is more on the long term. I'm hoping that when this thing is done and it's over and we get beyond it, I'm hoping we open up the marketplace. I'm hoping that the entire nation is not relying on these three manufacturers to hope that there's never a problem. And so Microsoft is a huge entity. AT&T is a huge entity. And you're serving millions and millions of people. And so that's why I'm thinking to myself, if you're going to use a third party, knowing you impact millions. I mean, the issue that happened last week with Microsoft, that's billions of people. This was global. There has to be, like you were saying, either kind of a rolling test where you're not doing everybody at the same time and you're like, oh, didn't work, so you're all out of commission, or something, some kind of protection.
Yeah, I agree. And I completely agree with your point on the need for competition in the marketplace. Fact of the matter is there is competition in the marketplace, but at any given point of time, there are often winners in this competition. And CrowdStrike has been one of the winners for the past few years. Unfortunately, the sole reliance on CrowdStrike technology is an issue. However, I think the bigger issue here is how the tool, the third-party tool, was maintained from the IT staff or the organizational IT management architecture and policy. CrowdStrike is probably at fault. We don't know what transpired at CrowdStrike that resulted in releasing this faulty update. But I suspect, and this is an educated guess, that they could have prevented this if they had done more thorough testing before releasing the update. However, on the enterprise side, on the company and organization side, I think the architecture, the pipeline for installing patches and using software and managing dependencies could have been set up in a more reliable manner, such that a single software update or a single failure after a weekly or regular update wouldn't result in catastrophic system failure. It's not an easy thing to do, but it's something that my colleagues in the cybersecurity domain are trained to be mindful of. It's something that everyone in cybersecurity, everyone who works in cybersecurity, is at the very least aware of. However, its implementation can take different forms and is subject to budgetary constraints and the requirements of the company. Mm. So there were lessons learned in this terrible incident.
Vahid, thank you so much. It's a very complicated matter, but as I mentioned, you break it down and make it much more understandable and at least give us a little bit of insight as to what we can do moving forward. So thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Melissa.
All right. And again, Dr. Vahid Behzadun, who is our cybersecurity expert right here on Melissa in the Morning.